special convention of the Episcopal Church.
This church is growing increasingly responsive to God's call as it is transparently and powerfully...
We are not satisfied with this response. It is a cop-out.
I can no longer compromise my values and, more important, the dictates of my conscience for a military machine set out to destroy the people.
Those are some of the sounds of the Special General Convention of the Episcopal Church, which met on August 31st through September 5th, 1969, on the South Bend, Indiana campus of Notre Dame University. The consideration of mission, ministry, and authority were to have been the key issues of the convention. Special representatives of youth, minorities, and women chosen from each diocese were invited to sit with voice, but no vote, in plenary sessions of the convention. Here are some of the highlights.
Speaking before almost 1,000 bishops, deputies, and visitors at the opening service in the convention center, Bishop Hines said,
"For example, we have proved at staggering cost that a man can stand upright on the moon and be returned safely to this earth, but we have not yet been able to ensure that he is free to stand upright in dignity and freedom upon this earth, particularly if the color of his skin is not white."
The reason for this confrontation was explained by Charles Mohammed Kenyatta.
The decision by the Black Economic Development Conference to attempt to seize the microphone, to get the platform, to interrupt the proceedings and inject something real and relevant into the discussion, that decision was a labored decision. It was a hard, thought-out decision. We made that decision in as hard-headed a context as we could. Basic to the decision was our understanding from what had happened that the white folks who were running the Episcopal Convention were not going to move until we moved first, escalated the struggle, and we created the guidelines.
A request for sanctuary marked the War and Peace hearing of the Episcopal Church's special convention today at the University of Notre Dame in South Bend.
My decision to go AWOL and seek sanctuary at the Hawaiian Church at the Crossroads was a result of the moral conflict I had and have with the U.S. Air Force and the military in general. I can no longer compromise my values, and more important, the dictates of my conscience for a military machine set out to destroy the people and the country of Vietnam.
Bishop Hines observed,
"In my view, this has been a pioneering and monumental general convention of the Episcopal Church. And I think the fact that people have gone away with a new conception of what confrontation by the church with the world makes is going to make all the difference in the world in at least future general conventions in the Episcopal Church."
As president of the House of Deputies, Dean Coburn saw the convention as an extraordinary experience, pioneering and monumental. Dr. Coburn said,
"We came fearful, divided, fragmented, polarized. We've left, generally speaking, in common agreement. We have exposed ourselves as we never have before to the questions that divide, and we have stayed together."
In final actions, the Special General Convention ordered permissive use of a liturgy for the Lord's Supper prepared by the ecumenical group known as the Consultation on Church Union. It also approved participation in episcopal rites of marriage, burial, and prayer by ministers of other denominations. At the convention's end, over $70,000 had already been pledged to the $200,000 fund for Black self-determination programs.
And that, in part, was the way that it was in South Bend, Indiana. For complete information on convention, we would refer you to the press releases and to your own representatives. This is Bob Libby, reporting from the Episcopal Church Center in New York.